Making a difference in his workplace, this is Tim Crawford with Scott Shoes in Renfrew. Tim, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Let's jump right in. How long ago did you get your start with Scott Shoes Store?
I guess officially full-time this year, 20 years, and I did a little bit of co-op there too in high school. So
now, I understand it was 20 or so years ago, but do you remember that process of going through co-op and eventually getting into a full-time position there?
It's a while ago now, but it went pretty smoothly. Like, I had help from some pretty good co-op teachers at RCI at the time, and one of them knew Ian quite well, so it went pretty smoothly, actually.
And considering you've been with Scott Shoes for around 20 years now, are there some traits that you believe have made you successful?
Try and do the little things for them as much as I can, anything they ask me to do. Try and be available for them to work any extra shifts or time whenever someone needs off or if something happens. Try and help promote the store as a family business. Be good with people, stuff like that. So it kind of helps the store have an even better reputation for service. So,
and you mentioned it being a family business. Seeing as you've been there for as long as you have, do you feel like you've maybe kind of ingrained yourself into that family, at least from the aspect of like a work family?
Feels like it, yeah, definitely. Oh yeah, after that long, being there that long, definitely feel like one of the family.
Let's say there's a young worker in your position when you first started. Are there keys to being a great employee?
With anything, just probably put your time in, dedication to the job, always try and make yourself available as much as possible for them if they need like an extra hand, some extra shifts. If there's something happens and they're down a couple employees, you know, go in and work an extra shift for them or whatever. And a lot of times a lot of employers do appreciate that. So, I mean, anything, especially with a small business, you always try and promote yourself along with the business to help people come back and make people feel comfortable. So
for you, it's a lot of trust building, not only with the customers, but your employers as well.
Yeah, so that way at least the employer knows that they can trust you.
And ultimately, I would assume that trust would extend out into the community as well. In fact, I would say in your case, it has, because when we got the nominations, your customer service was a big part of that. How does it feel to know that you make that positive impact in our community?
It feels pretty good. And then knowing like when you go out in the community doing either going to different events or even just going to the grocery store, doing other little things, you know, people stop and say, hey, you know, I got those, you know, certain running shoe for my kids a couple years ago and they really liked them. And someone gets a certain pair of winter footwear that just really worked for them and they've had it for 5 or 6 years and they're going to come back and get another pair and said how great the service was for them to come in and was greeted very nicely at the door and everything like that. So a lot of little things like that kind of really help go a long way. So,
and just to focus back in on yourself for a moment, is there a next step with Scott Shoes for you or are you kind of happy where you are right now?
Pretty happy where it is right now. You know, they're always learning a little more as we go along anyways. So, I mean, with this industry, there's always lots to learn. So everything changes, you know, almost on a year-to-year basis. There's always new little things to learn every year in our industry anyways.
And when you're learning more about the shoes that are coming in, is that technology or brands?
Yeah, I mean, big thing is technology. Brands, to a point, with new brands always either coming new in Canada or new brands popping up. But a lot of it's with technology and just maybe new little idiosyncrasies that companies are using with their shoes or marketing. So,
all right. Well, Tim, just to wrap up, is there a single point or an idea that you can think of that would really push someone from a good worker to a great worker?
Well, I would say be willing to learn all the time in any job, in any industry, depending on wherever it is. There's always new stuff to learn. Be willing to learn. Be willing to be able to be trained fairly easy. Be dedicated to your job. Stuff is always changing, especially now the way, you know, technology goes with any job, wherever it is. There's no shortage of learning new things on the job, so.
We've been speaking with Tim Crawford, a sales associate with Scott Shoe Store in Renfrew, stepping up customer service in our community with 20 years plus experience. Tim, thank you so much for your time today. And remember, you can listen to all our Rockstar employees on our website, renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.